those texts that, you know, you might read through and just think, you know, big deal. But the more you dig, the more you see there's it's some incredible stuff here this morning. All right, with that being said, we're going to look this morning at the demoniac's healing from Mark chapter 5. And we're actually going to move through 20 verses today. So mark that down. That's going to be we're going to be covering some ground. I didn't say how long it was going to take us. I just said we're going to move through 20 verses. All right, you got another CD you can put in behind this. When that one gets full, just throw another one in. And, hey, come on now. We're even doing important stuff. I don't want to hear that. All right. I think one of the major evidences of the book of Mark that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, is His power over the unseen world, the host of demons. And so far in our study, we've seen many encounters with Jesus and the demons. In Mark 1, 22 through 28, He cast out a demon in the synagogue. I mean, that of all places, you wouldn't expect to find one there, but He's in the synagogue and He confronts a demon. In verse 32 through 34 of chapter 1, He casts out many demons. And then in 139, Jesus, again, it says, was casting out demons. In 311, it says, the unclean spirits would cry out, "You are the Son of God." So they knew who He was. Mark 3, 14 through 15, the 12 were given authority to cast out demons. 322, Jesus was accused of casting out demons by the power of Satan. Now, folks, we're just into three chapters and we see all this confrontation with the spirit world. Why is the emphasis upon casting out demons? Well, if Jesus Christ is the one who will remove the curse of sin and overthrow the forces of Satan, then He must be able to break the power of the supernatural world. And we see that demonstrated over and over in these texts. He came to destroy the works of Satan. 1 John 3:8 puts it this way, "The one who practices sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, that He might destroy the works of the devil." And that is exactly what Mark is showing us in these beginning chapters. He is destroying the works of the devil. He is giving us example after example of Jesus Christ and His power and authority over the spirit world. Now we're going to look at, we've come to Mark chapter 5 this morning. And we're going to read through these 20 verses and then we'll break them down. But I want you to get the whole story and the picture and then we'll begin to examine it. It says, "And they came to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. And he had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one was able to bind him anymore, even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. And no one was strong enough to subdue him. And constantly, night and day among the tombs and in the mounds, he was crying out and gnashing himself with stones. And seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he says, 'What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God, do not torment me.' For he had been saying to him, 'Come out of the man, you unclean spirit.' And he was asking him, 'What is your name?' And he said to him, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.' And he began to entreat him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now there was a big herd of swine feeding there on the mountain, and the demons entreated him, saying, 'Send us into the swine so we may enter them.' And he gave them permission. And coming out, the unclean spirits entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, about 2,000 of them, and they were drowned in the sea. And their herdsmen ran away and reported it in the city and out in the country. And the people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and observed the man who had been demon-possessed sitting down, clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had the legion. And they became frightened. And those who had seen it described to them how it had happened to the demon-possessed man and all about the swine. And they began to entreat him to depart from their region. And as he was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed was entreating him that he might accompany him. And he did not let him. But he said to him, 'Go to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how He had mercy on you.' And he went away and began to proclaim in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled." I'm sure you're familiar with the story. These verses describe one of those mysterious miracles in the Gospels, which He is confronted with this man who is possessed with multiple demons. And in each of the synoptic gospels, if you look at the account, it is interesting because Mark is the briefest of the gospels and he just kind of hits on things briefly, but this story he gives more detail than anybody.